Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear.
This is a victory for our founders.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
This is why I do what I do.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I mean, this is really an illegitimate process.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Elections have consequences.
That I take this obligation freely.
I will be honored to vote to confirm her nomination.
Without any mental reservation.
Highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of a true pioneer.
For purpose of evasion.
President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
Fantastic person, fantastic woman.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
So help her God. Isn't that great? Hey, happy Tuesday. Is it only Tuesday?
It's
How's that
Tuesday.
Possible? So
I'm
many
with
great
you.
Things happened yesterday. It was Denise's birthday.
Yes.
We got a new Supreme Court justice.
That's why it feels like it's only Tuesday, because so many great things have happened this week.
It all happened on Hillary's birthday, which just makes it so much better.
It's a jam-packed Monday. Yep.
No, I'm not over it.
No, she's not over it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, glad you are here with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Join us on Facebook. You can always follow us there on radio.com. You can go to 971talk.com/Cox and read all of our posts, and hope you do that. Like the Facebook page if you're on there, and then you'll get alerted whenever we take the show live, as we do every morning, or for the town hall that's coming up tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. I just want to go ahead and put that out there now. We've talked a lot about the voter guide. 1 week from today, if you're not voting early, if you're voting on election day like a normal human being, you will need to understand Amendment 1 and Amendment 3 and the two different tax hikes that are on the ballot in the city and the residency rule and all of that. The confusion in CD1, all of those things are spelled out for you in the voter's guide. And during my town hall tomorrow night, I'll be joined by an all-star cast, and we're going to discuss the voter guide, which includes my recommendations, and we're going to talk specifically about those big issues like Amendment 1 and the even bigger issue, which is Amendment 3. Polls show that is currently losing in the state of Missouri. I'm dumbfounded by that. Just dumbfounded.
They've spent a lot of money to make it lose.
They have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of money being spent. A
ton of ads.
From outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So. In other not-so-surprising news, Sam Page vetoed the effort to rein in his power.
Of course
really?
He did.
I thought he'd give that up.
Yeah. He doesn't want any of that.
Imagine.
I saw where he hasn't held many campaign appearances that I've been made aware of. He finally held one the other day, and like a handful of people showed up. So like Joe Biden, there is zero enthusiasm for Sam Page being reelected. Here's the problem. They still know his name,
which is the unfortunate thing.
The problem is that in St. Louis County, in a normal election cycle, the fix is in for whoever the Democrat is. They're usually pulling 55-60% of the vote because people just go in and vote a straight Democratic ticket. I believe that Sam Page's gross mishandling of this sports issue of forcing schools to shut down when kids are clearly not the problem for COVID statistics is going to backfire on him. There's a lot of anger out there that crosses party lines. If you have a kid and you're a protective parent, as most of us are, you get there's nothing that makes you angrier than when your kid gets screwed with.
Mm-hmm.
When their lives get affected by Zoom education or their sporting life gets affected by the fact that they can practice, but they can't compete. And that went on for far too long, even if he slowly lifted a few of those restrictions because he saw the election coming. And that's the only reason I believe that he lifted the restrictions that he did is that he saw how angry the voters were getting with what he was doing to their kids.
Which is concerning if reelected or elected.
Right, right. So a 10 percentage point swing in the favor of Paul Barry, who's running against him as the Republican, makes this a 50-50 race and gives the normally disadvantaged Republican candidate a shot. But you're going to have to remind everybody you know that when they go to the polls and vote, they need to remember what Sam Page did to them. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, you need to point out to them, don't just vote by party. Look at what the guy's policies were when it came to robbing your child of their education or their chance to get a scholarship or participate in memories that they can never make up. That time is just gone. So hopefully people will do that. With a week to go, you can spend your time today trying to remind people of that. It's important.
Sure.
You know, the statistics show us that 50, maybe 60 million people have already voted across the country, which is more at this point than all of the mail-in, you know, absentee ballots from 2016. However, we weren't in a pandemic in 2016. Nobody knows if these are people who hadn't voted in person before, who've now decided to vote this way, but it won't necessarily increase the overall vote. We still don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because all these people are voting in advance, fewer may be planning to show up and vote at the polls. The one good thing is the Supreme Court has stepped in now before Amy Coney Barrett got on it, and they've shut down what they were trying to do in Wisconsin, which is keep voting till they got the outcome they wanted. Now the GOP is asking the Pennsylvania the court to rule on a Pennsylvania case where a lower court judge had granted an extension for mail-in balloting, that you could mail in your ballot, you know, it could be postmarked by Election Day or the day after and still count, something crazy like that. I'm sorry.
The date of the election is not a surprise, people.
No.
It is not a surprise. If you can't figure it out, your vote doesn't deserve to count at that point, honestly. Like, if you don't know when it needs to be postmarked or the date you need to be in person, whatever. I mean, come on. It's really not that complicated.
I would be completely in support of some sort of an IQ test to vote. If you're either smart enough to vote or you're not. At some point, the Democrats have been laser focused on November 3rd, 2020 for, about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming. It shouldn't be a surprise that it's time for you to vote. The only people worried about this are the ones trying to harvest ballots. They want extra time. That's it. So that's happening a week from today. Get out and vote. Take people with you. Make sure that they get to the polls and vote. 314-241-9797. I can get to your phone calls. Tell me what your reaction was when you watched Amy Coney Barrett taking her vow last night in front of the American people at the White House. That's what I want to hear. 314-241-9797.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're following breaking news in West Philadelphia, where police shot and killed a man this afternoon. This is all unfolding in the area of 61st and Locust Streets. Police say the call for a person with a weapon came in just before 3 p.m. On the scene, police say that they found a male with a knife. He was ordered to drop it several times. He continued to follow the officers, apparently, and then two officers fired. One officer then took the suspect to the hospital where the suspect died.
Where in the world is Benjamin Crump? I'm sure if he's not in Philadelphia by now, he's on the way. And he's already counseled the family on exactly what to say to reap the maximum amount of extortion from the city of Philadelphia. You know that's going to happen. Listen to the police officers in the cell phone video that was taken at street level when this happened. Put the knife down, drop the knife, put the knife down, drop the knife. Repeatedly, these officers tried to get this guy, and his mental state is not an issue. They tried to get the guy to put the knife down. He wouldn't do it. And then he lunged at them, and they opened fire as they are trained to do. Joe Biden thinks they should have just shot him in the leg and disabled him. That would have been the way to go. Because the result of policies like that, the result is more dead or injured police officers. But the left doesn't care about that. They don't care. So Philadelphia burned last night. And just wait for it. It'll spread to Kenosha and Portland and Louisville and everywhere else. For all I know, there'll be protests in Ferguson tonight because Walter Wallace attacked police with a knife and got shot to death last night. This is silly season in America. Play cut 24 from last night. Yes, that's the sound of glass breaking in the background as the crowds, to redirect their anger toward the police, decided they would loot the Blue store in Philadelphia because something happened that they didn't like. So they went out to get some reparations at the Blue store in Philadelphia. There was rioting across Philadelphia. Police cars were burned. A police officer was run over by a pickup truck and is in unknown condition this morning. I haven't seen an update on it. He was taken away by ambulance after being hit by a truck that rushed through the police lines last night. I can't help but think that this is really, really bad timing for Joe Biden, particularly in Pennsylvania, where supposedly he needs to win or he's got a lead or he's old Scranton Joe has convinced people, despite what he said a dozen different times, that he won't ban fracking after all, which employs hundreds of thousands of people just in that state. I heard yesterday that fracking is the reason that the United States is not only energy independent, but that we're one of the leading exporters of energy these days because of fracking. Joe came out yesterday and tried to cover for his gaffe during the debate when it was pointed out pretty glaringly that he's getting rid of fossil fuels. He didn't have an answer for what replaces him yet, but he's getting rid of it. So he's got that gaffe in Pennsylvania on top of the fact, remember the Christmas movie where they said every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings? Every time a piece of glass breaks in Philadelphia, Donald Trump gets a new voter. Because the public realizes the lack of will to enforce the law on the part of certainly Joe Biden, but to a greater extent Kamala Harris and the liberal mayors in these cities across the country who want to lay down and let the criminals run roughshod. Oh, and by the way, if it makes you feel better, St. Louis police, the city of St. Louis is working on a plan to send counselors with police officers in the near future to domestic calls. We'll see how that goes when the guy's got a knife charging at them. Speaker Tim Jones coming up next. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
What a great way to warm up your soul on a cold October morning, huh, Tim Jones? What about that?
Nine justices to the Supreme Court. And, Mark, maybe for the first time truly ever, we're going to have that honest, genuine 5-4 constitutional originalist majority, because we never know which way the wind's going to blow with Chief Justice John Roberts these days, do we? So,
well, yeah.
You know, they keep saying this is the first 6-3 since, I guess, the 1940s or 50s. But, you know, with Roberts, we're not so sure about that, are we? So with Amy Coney Barrett, we do have a solid, I believe, a very solid 5-4 majority. And they know every once in a while, I guess, Chief Justice Roberts will jump into the pool and give us that insurmountable 6-3 until and unless, Mark Cox, the Biden campaign pulls it out from his basement. And then they completely pack the court with 4 more justices. I don't think the American people will stand for that. I don't know what would happen, but I think there would be lots of great unrest. There would be lots of hell to pay at the ballot box in 2 years if they dare to do that. I don't think it's above them. I think with Chuck Schumer signaling yesterday was, you know, we're taking the gloves off. Well, you guys started this all with Harry Reid many, many years ago, right? With
2013.
Ending the filibuster in the first place for lower court judges. I mean, they were the ones that started this. And they act, Mark, isn't it amazing how they can get away with that? Because the national liberal media lets them. They're constantly revising and whitewashing history to their benefit and never, never, ever taking any responsibility for things and problems that they have created.
So, Tim, I want you to put your lawyer hat on for a minute. This is so important to drive home to people. Because the mainstream media is going to report all day long, there's a conservative, you know, a 6-3 conservative majority on the court. And to people who don't pay any attention, and there are a lot of them, they assume that there are now 6 Republicans on the court and 3 Democrats. But that's not what the term judicial conservative means. It means you're an originalist who holds up the question to the Constitution. That's all that means.
Mark, you know, the American people, I hope, are not as cynical and sinister as the national liberal media and the left-wing liberal socialist Democratic Party these days. The American people should understand and realize, and I think the strong majority of them do, that when the judges put on those robes, when they take those oaths, they do not consider themselves Republican or Democrat judges. They just don't. These are incredibly brilliant people. Even the Democrat ones, Mark, I'll even give the credit where it's due to Justice Kagan and Sotomayor and the other liberal judges, justices on the Supreme Court bench. They are all brilliant, well-educated people. They do not consider themselves Republican or Democrat. What they likely consider themselves, though, is either activist or, as Amy Coney Barrett called them, you know, pragmatists, right? They want to change the rulings to the times versus originalists or constitutionalists. And Mark, that is so important. Amy Coney Barrett, the one thing she said last night that really stuck with me was she said, "I'm going to rule and make decisions without fairness and without favor, right? So I'm going to apply the facts to the law and the law to the facts. I'm going to not try and put my intent, what I would want to happen on a particular piece of legislation, on a particular law of the land. I'm going to look at it in the scope and framework of the original meaning of the Constitution. Simply put, Mark, is the law before me constitutional or is it not? Not whether people are going to get helped or harmed by it. That's a tough thing to do, right? That's very surgical. That's very objective. And yes, you do have to check your feelings at the door one way or the other. You shouldn't have overwhelming empathy, and you shouldn't have overwhelming condescension or anger towards people. You should look at things as a justice of the Supreme Court in the idea of, is this constitutional or not? That is your only goal. If you want to look at it any other way, then you need to run for office and make the laws yourself.
Amen. Amen. And every Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and Chuck Schumer and every Democrat who nastily walked up to the front during the vote and gave the thumbs down like Mazie Hirono yesterday and said, hell no. All of those people only want folks on the court who are going to rule with their hearts and not their head. They don't want these issues held up to the to whether they're legal or not. They want it held up to whether or not it's going to benefit Democrats down the road. I mean, it's honestly, that's it. There's no other answer for it. When a jurist looks at an issue like Obamacare, they should be looking at whether or not it stands up against the Constitution or it doesn't, not whether people who didn't have health care before but were given access to it because of this partisan law that was passed in 2010 are going to lose it or not. That's not the issue here. It's not an emotional issue.
Right, Mark. I mean, the Democrats are trying to buy votes, trying to buy voting blocks through judicial activism because of their own faults and failures as legislators. It's not Amy Coney Barrett's fault that the American people aren't buying what the Democrats are selling. It's not Amy Coney Barrett's fault that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can't jam through the Green New Deal or some kind of other crazy energy policy that's going to hammer the middle class and cause your utility bills to skyrocket. It's not Amy Coney Barrett's fault that Americans don't want us to become a socialist nation where the government controls every single thing you do and tells you how to do them. That's not Amy Coney Barrett's fault, and it's not her job. If these legislators want to have more crazy commie crap put into the U.S. code, then they're going to have to convince a voting bloc to vote for them. But the American people are not buying what they're selling, so they shouldn't be allowed to do it in a backdoor, back-end way through our federal judiciary.
Tim, I love it. I switched over last night to MSNBC. I took a picture of what I saw on the screen, right? It's got three people on MSNBC debating this, including Chris Hayes. And the lower third reads, Republicans celebrate conservative judges as thousands die.
Dun, oh, dun, good dun. Grief. Did your eyeballs start bleeding and did your head hurt, Mark? I mean, why do you do that to yourself?
Oh, no. I had to see it for myself. So thousands of people are dying and they're celebrating conservative judges.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's never enough for Democrats, is there? You know, we had 8 years of a black American as president, but yet we're still in some kind of horribly systemic racist society. Everything, according to the Democrats, is somebody else's fault. At some point, shouldn't this be the party that cried wolf? I mean, at some point, shouldn't this be a party that should be relegated to low M minority status because they're selling the same crappy Kool-Aid over and over again? No matter what happens, it's never, no matter how many trillions we spend, we're still going to wage the failed war on poverty. We're still going to play the race card because, Mark, once they admit that problems have been solved in this country, then their victimization victim card runs out. It gets canceled, and there's no reason to support anybody in that party ever again.
Well said. Tim Jones, we always appreciate you, my friend, and thanks for taking part in the town hall tomorrow night. I appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's exciting times, Mark. This is the most critical election, not necessarily in our lifetimes, in the country's history. Amen to that.
Well,
looking forward to it.
Well said, sir. We'll be listening on Sunday night as well. Thank you.
See y'all again soon.
All right. We appreciate that. Speaker Tim Jones there, Sunday nights 7 to 9 here on FM News Talk 97.1. So be sure and listen into that. Kind of ironic last night, a black Supreme Court justice swearing in a female Supreme Court justice, and only the Democrats are mad about it. We'll be right back. Can you believe we are 1 week out? 1 week from today is the day you're supposed to go to the polls and vote. Obviously, people are voting early and making all kinds of excuses for it. Let me get to Lynn here on line one. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question, and I hope somebody can answer it before I blow a gasket, because I don't know if I'm understanding this correctly. This is, I live in St. Charles County, I live in O'Fallon, but there's another proposition, I believe in Cottleville, same thing, And it's for the fire protection district. It says, I'll read it real quick. In order to keep pace with the district's growth, they want to give us a, they want to know if we will accept a 10 cent per $100 assessed valuation on, I guess it's property. And then it's for their pension. What does a tax on me to keep up with the growth? What I don't understand the growth connection and the pension connection.
Yeah, I guess I'm going I'd have to have somebody on here to explain that. I've read the story Channel 4 did on it, and it basically is pretty self-explanatory. They've got more firefighters inching closer to retirement age, but they're worried that their pensions aren't fully funded, so they're asking taxpayers, it sounds like, to chip in a little more toward that. That is Prop R and Prop F, right,
yes.
in St. Charles County. And there's also apparently one down in New Melle, where they have something going on down there for the fire department. They need capital for a new firehouse in New Melle.
And my question is you've been getting capital all of these years through our taxes. What have you done with it? Don't tell me this is another Illinois thing. Don't tell me it's one of those unfunded type of
pension bombs or pension whatever
things. I'd blow my mind.
Well, Lynn, thank you for the question. I'll see if I can get you an answer to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I'm sure. I don't know if the money wasn't appropriated fully, or if they have been underfunded for years, or what the case may be. But those two fire propositions, two of them in O'Fallon there, they're asking for more money, mainly for pensions, it looks like. They just have more employees now than they've added them over the years. I guess they think they need some more cash. We'll try to get somebody on to talk about that from the St. Charles County perspective. 314-241-9797. Todd Pyro and 2A Tuesday in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.